and I shoot at you, shoot at you, shoot it, and I shoot at you, I shoot at you, shoot it. When I pull up, yeah, I got that loot. Do it, all these chains, they big and penis blue. Move it, I'ma shoot at you, shoot at you, shoot it. I'ma do my work, I do it smooth. Do it, fucking niggas, yeah, they really frauds. Prove it, it's a perfect day to be a buzz. Do it,
like Nike, I do it. Yo, bitch, I'll be choosing.
What the fuck is up? What the fuck is up? Alternate issue. Hey man, we back at it like a crack addict. Appreciate y'all, man, for tuning in, taking time to kick it with your boy, hang out with your boy real quick. But vibe with me real quick, man. This is Drake, man, at Jungle. Not on copyright to this, but turn up with me, man. Smoke, roll up, give your drink, drink some water, days, whatever. Sobriety is shit. Let's go. I'm letting God handle all things above me. The things I can't change are the reason you love me. Listen, you can hear them calling my name. I'm all over the place. I can't sit in one place. I'm not ashamed at all. Still finding myself, let alone a soulmate. I'm the same. Feel like we one and the same. Our relationship changed. That or it never existed. Whenever they say something about us, you listen. But fuck what they talking about on your timeline. That's cutting all into my time with you. Fuck what they talking about on your timeline. That's cutting all into my time. My time. Hitting the bong on beat. Let's go. Everything. This is for everything. Hate that I treat it like it's a whatever thing. Trust me, girl, this shit is everything to me. She from the jungle. She from the jungle. I take somebody else's car. Try to undercover. This shit is everything to me. This shit is everything. Don't know where we stand. I used to hit you about everything. Oh. Are we still good? Are we still good? Are we still good? Are we still good? If I need to talk, then you around. Are you down for the cause? Are you down? Are you down? Are you down? Are you down for the cause? Are you down? Are you down for the cause? You still down, you still down, you still down. Yeah. Hey. I know I can't sing, y'all, but fuck y'all, it's my podcast. I gotta indulge in real quick. I love that. I appreciate y'all, man. Today's gonna be a great day, man. Let's go.
These new girls, they got me nervous. They go to school and do bottle service. They can't decide, they keep switching majors. Being indecisive makes me anxious. Call your number and it's out of service. Who can I call for your information? What am I supposed to do after we've done everything that we've done? Who is your replacement?
Are we still good? Are you still good? Are we still good? Are we still good? Are we still good, my people out there, OTNT fam? How we living, man? We still good? You know, as good as we can be, day by day. Yeah, as always, man, it's a perfect day to be a boss. Excuse me. Do it. Yo, it's your boy, man. It's your host. It's your DJ. It's your brother. It's that guy. It's that man. OTNT, man. You know what I'm saying, bro? Hey, man. Bro, some AKs at me, bro. You know what I'm saying? Also known as, like, Shout Out Wine and Weed Podcast. And honestly, even What Could Go Wrong Podcast, because they be having, like, the AKs, you know what I'm saying? They be having their little, you know what I'm saying, alter, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. Identity or whatever. Not even really alter identity, but I ain't talking nothing too deep. Anyways, y'all know what I mean. Throw me some shit that I can, you know what I'm saying, spin off OTNT, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Oh, I don't fucking know, bro. Oblivious, because I don't know shit. Straight up, though. But fucking, hey, shout out my boy Bose. No, no love. Yeah. Hey, shout out D Bose. If you haven't heard that episode, go back. Good God, man. Good conversation. Far song. But, yeah, man. Welcome to the most turned podcast in the world. Most turned podcast in the world. Not to see the crib. The world. Turn me up, though. Double TNT show. Hey. Really, just gotta say. Show no love. You gotta pay. What? Just show no love. Turn me up.
But you know I'm on my own. And I show no love. Yeah. Cause I don't really got the time to show no love. Yeah.
Yo. Anyways, man. As always, man. Thank God for a new day. A new day is a good day. It's a great day to be great. God then be great, man. Go chase some dreams. Go chase some goals. Chase your happiness. Chase your peace. Show your love. You know what I'm saying? No hate. Love only. Gang shit. Hey, and for real, take this time, man. Give me a review. You know what I'm saying? Message me, whatever. Talk to me in person. Give me some feedback. I really do appreciate that shit. Like, that should give me a perspective of how I could take this, whether it's grasping people's attention, what's keeping them there, you know what I'm saying? What, you know what I'm saying? Even as far as like the navigation, shout out my boy Huncho was giving me stuff, you know what I'm saying? And I was going through the app and it was low key kind of ugly. And like, that's why I didn't start my link tree, so I could just have each link, you know what I'm saying, posted and they could click it instead of, you know, because I just am lazy and I just click and I'm like, okay, I could click more sources. It's not Spotify. But yeah, man. That's a good way to look at it. Okay. All right then, motherfucking YouTube ghost. I'm not stuffing on top of my playlist anyways, because that shit's going hard off the shuffle right now. But yeah, man, for real, it really does help. But yeah, man, if you haven't yet, like, subscribe, and share. And yeah, man, I appreciate it, man. Plug a friend and send it to a friend. Shout out, motherfucking. Everybody listen to this shit, for real, but it's been a minute since I've done, like, each country that's listening and just give y'all, you know what I'm saying, a sense of, like, bro, we family, bro, we worldwide, bro, you know what I'm saying, that's what I'm trying to do, just connect everybody and, spread love, you know what I'm saying, might meet a producer, a rapper, a motivational speaker, real estate agent, you know what I'm saying, independent artist, fucking TikToker, whoever the fuck it is that inspires someone who's listening to shit. So I'll be trying to just connect people from around the whole world. But, let's go to the god dog. Motherfucking. Statistics. Shout out USA. Top fucking viewers right now listening. Shout out my people and this bitch listening to this shit right now, man. Shout out Germany, man. That's actually big to me that, like, it's not a huge percentage. Like, obviously, U.S. United States is my biggest percentage. That's where I reside currently. But the fact that it's on my list to show geographical location and some listeners, that's dope, man. For real, shout out Caroline and her friends, anybody that she's putting on and showing people that. I really appreciate that. Shout out my boy, Ojin. My boy, Ojin, man, for real, bro. Shout out Turkey, for real. Turkey right there at the third spot. And that bitch, man.
Then we got Brazil in this bitch, man. I'm pretty sure that was my boy Luke Cash, man. Shout out Luke Cash, shout out D-Bo's connection there. I'm saying thank you very much. Shout out Canada, man. I'm pretty sure that's Maria, you know, aka Katrina. Yeah, man. Shout out you, much love. Appreciate Canada. UK, not really honest to show who's listening now, to be honest. But appreciate you. Thank you, matey. I appreciate that, mate. For real. And if I'm around UK, man, I'm about to do a motherfucking, that's my goal, bro. One day I'll be able to do a podcast tour, live tour, where y'all can buy tickets and come see this shit live, you know what I'm saying? Ask me questions or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Be a part of the discussion, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, be in UK, be in all these countries already now. Shout out Portugal. Shout out Sweden. Shout out Greece. You know what I'm saying? I really don't know anybody from there, but same thing, bro. All beautiful countries I'd love to visit. All of these countries I literally would love to visit. Greece, shout out Greece. Thank you for tuning in. Shout out Australia. Thank you for tuning in. Shout out France. That's my cousins, I'm pretty sure, man. For real, bro. Appreciate you. Freaking Maela. Shout out Maela. You know, friends and everybody listening. Shout out Ivory Coast. Thank you for doing your thing, man. To Mother Africa. Thank you. Thank you, water suckers, for giving me the love back home out here. Because you know I am from West Africa, motherfuckers. West Said, motherfuckers. Togo, gang shit. But shout out Poland. I don't know who's listening to Poland, but you know, shout them out. Gang shit. Shout out Egypt. Egypt and Stein, they doing their damn thing. Doing this slang. Okay, go. Okay, go. But, yeah, man. Egypt and this bitch, bro. Honestly, I don't even know who the hell is in Egypt listening. But they are. And I want to visit Egypt. I want to see those fucking pyramids, bro. See all those big-ass artifacts and shit. That shit is going crazy, man. And then Lebanon. Shout out Lebanon. Definitely love to go to Lebanon, too. I don't know how the fuck Lebanon's in that bitch, but gang shit. I mean, in that bitch. And yeah, so appreciate y'all tuning in. And if y'all haven't yet, check out that support button. And for as low as 99 cents, you can help a starving African. Starving African is me. No, but deadass, man, if you want to support my podcast, go ahead and click that support link and do what you can. And just remember, you're supporting me by listening and sharing anyway. So. Goddamn, I'm rich as fuck. You gotta have that mindset, you know what I'm saying? Keep going, going, going. But yo, man, pretty much in this episode, I like to just be here to remind some people. I be feeling like, you know, alone or fucking annihilated. Or motherfucking like, I don't know, like, family don't fuck with them. That's a simple way to put that shit. You know, that shit ain't easy. You know, like, it's why this episode is titled what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, and also, an episode I'll give you like some background and like some kind of like aspect of where I'm coming from would be setting boundaries. Because I just talk about how like life, you know what I'm saying, we pretty much are perceived everything that's around us and we just absorb like a sponge. So it takes to a certain age for us to like unlearn things, you know what I'm saying, relearn things, you know, type shit, you know what I'm saying, like get acquainted with ourself, to be honest, higher self, you know what I'm saying, really learn ourself, because what we know, some of it is definitely ourselves, but some of it is also just like a perceived notion that was put on us of how we should be and conduct, and we kind of just adhere to it naturally, you know what I'm saying, as a fucking child that's growing and trying to figure out the world and shit. You don't really got too much of an option, you know? You know what I'm saying? So, like, that'll just help get what I mean from, like, when I'm talking about, like, build your own family, you know? You might feel, like, some type of way or, like, you know, some, like, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of people, it's like, you know what I'm saying? You have a right to, you know? Father fucking abandoned you, or your mom, you know, done this fucked up shit, or, you know, whatever, abuse, or your brother snaked you, and, like, no, I told her to go, you know. I don't even know why that shit cut out. I should have been tripping lately. But my boy Turner, man. Y'all gotta go check out that episode too. That shit goes hard. Heard you dance. Heard you dance, huh? Bust them, huh? Let's go. Do your huh? Let's go. Do that shit. I know you're someone you could dance around. Literally, it's a proven fact that it's impossible to decide while you dance. So, if you're feeling down right now, get your ass up and dance for me. Shit, I'll turn up with you. Let's go. I can. Go right there. I'm gonna tell you, man, for real, man. Time bomb. I should go crazy on all platforms. Shut that man's out. And I was also just complaining because I'm trying to look something up real quick. Ooh, this beat can fucking. I love lo-fi beats too. This beat's just a vibe. Chilling in the back. Ooh, see? Look at this, man. What's this shit out? Yeah, so the whole point I was trying to go with that, goddamn, but I start to rap because I'm kind of hot and it happens just like that. And it's beat, we just fucking vibing. I hope you're feeling all right, man, because I know deep down inside it hurts. Goddamn, you like what is my turf? What can I hide? What can I reside? What can I lay low? What can I put with my pride? Goddamn, just like that. I like the beat, the clap. Okay, damn, I really don't rap, but sometimes when I'm bored, I combine the words and I just fucking talk like it's a damn poem. Fuck all them people, you don't owe them shit. Cause nothing in life is fucking guaranteed, so that's why sometimes I go on a shopping spree, cause I really wanna feel fucking lovely. Damn, okay, you listen to the words that I say. But do they resonate with your soul? You know, I just be trying to really flow. Like water, water. I really love water. It's really good for the soul. A lot of things that I don't know. but some people will try to scold you for trying to fucking know more. Damn, but some people are adoring. I understand the struggles, so that's why I give people hugs and I do my thing, try to stay positive. But sometimes I've been losing my fucking brain. Alright. But anyways, look. Yeah, but my bad. I'll be bored. I really can't rap though. But, it's like the whole point of everybody be like, but blood is thicker than water. You should never, you know, your family's first. Da, da. Don't deny your family. Da, da. And to me, I'm not even saying that's not wrong. I'm like, that's right. But the thing is, like, sometimes that should not be your blood family. You know what I'm saying? That should not be your blood. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's also the same thing. Like, I always love this. Like, blood makes you related. Loyalty makes you family. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have the same blood. We must need to share the genetic code. But are you really my family? You treat me? You got my back through the mud and through the trials and tribulations. You got me. You know what I'm saying? Do you pick me up when I'm going down? You know what I'm saying? You know, like, do you show common courtesy, you know what I'm saying, respect, you know what I'm saying, just, that's what family is to me, you know what I'm saying, it's a set of values, a sense, you know, and that's like, I feel like created by that person, you know, by me, by you, by whoever else is listening, you know what I'm saying, and it's like, that's also why I was looking up this quote, because it's like, people always say, blood is thicker than water, blood ain't thicker than that ass, though, it's like, nah, I'm joking. Actually, I mean, that was a meme. It was all like, it was like, I can't believe you choose your girlfriend over me. Blood's thicker than water. And I said, blood ain't thicker than that ass, though. Facts. But, how come I get frowns from people? I don't want this. You know that shit? He said, how come I get frowns from people I want to be proud from? And that's how I be feeling with my dad and shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? So we don't talk to that man no more, but. You know, same thing kind of with my mind. You know, it's kind of related to the song. That's why music speaks a lot for my soul and just, you know, a lot of fucking energy. You know what I'm saying? I'm in good life. Are you found on me? I'm gonna get out on me. Yeah, on me. And, you know, this, you know, this is really a love song, but I'm telling you, it's about perspective. I really be thinking, like, apply this shit to my dad. You know what I'm saying? Of course, you can apply it to a relationship too, but, you know, but. The real quote actually goes like the real it's actually like accepted that way, like thinking that blood, you know what I'm saying? But also why I like this saying, it's like blood sticking to water, less water than drop through the mud, through dirt or something like that, because you know it creates mud. You know, we get people you get out the mud with is the people that, you know what I'm saying, really there for you, are really, you know what I'm saying, love you, respect you, show you that type of, you know what I'm saying, courageous love, unapologetic love that's not scared to say I love you, that's not scared to give you your flowers now and, you know, take your hat off now, you know what I'm saying? And like, yeah, but it's been widely misinterpreted and we have a misconception of saying like, blood is thicker than water, so we're thinking like, oh, family, you know, like, you're thicker than friends, but what it actually means is bloodshed on the battlefield makes a stronger bond between shoulders than a simple blood or genetic ties. You know what I'm saying? So, it's trying to say pretty much like the bonds that we create, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, you don't, family is unwittingly, you know? You don't get to choose your family. You know what I'm saying? Like, even when it comes to adoptions and stuff like that, I still feel like that's destiny, that's fate. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was meant to be, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, so, you know, but even still then, that's even why that bond would be stronger, because it's like they're willingly choosing a kid, you know what I'm saying? They're picking a kid, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're choosing to create that bond with a person, with a friend, with a second cousin, with a, you know what I'm saying? Whatever, you know what I'm saying? Because you goddamn just choose to, because you enjoy it, you know? So, technically, those bonds are stronger, so. It's misinterpreted every time someone's saying that, they're really saying choose your friend over me. Really, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, fucking, you know. But that's why I think it's like as we get older, you know. To know, man. I know bow down to no man. This just remember straight up 2K, bro. When I was a kid, I used to just be in that bitch fucking. Bro, I used to play 2K for hours, bro. I still kind of do, but. Dog. Fire. I just remember this was like the song used to get me hype. This is when I realized, like, damn, bro, I love all type of music, and I just rap music. Like, rap music might be in my playlist heavier just because the motivational, ambitious aspect relating, you know what I'm saying, to things I saw, you know, all the brother and shit like that. But yeah, you know, but that's why I feel like it's important to build real bonds. That's why you gotta unapologetically be yourself, find out who you are, so you can truly adhere. And you know what I'm saying? You surround yourself with people that are likewise and like minds, you know? They say you hang around 5 millionaires, you'll become a sixth. Hang around 5 junkies, you'll become a sixth. So just think about that shit, you know what I'm saying? You know, like, your network is your net worth, you know? Like, you gotta put it to the sense of, like, who do I want to surround myself around on a consistent basis? Because we're all energy, so. What energy do I want to be constantly exchanging? You know, do I want these negative, low vibrational energies? Or do I want some higher, positive, meaningful, you know what I'm saying, vibration, energy, you know, style, you know what I'm saying? That's the way I look at it, because I'm like, you know, like, it's tough, you know? People be like, I don't got family, you know? It's just something that we have to decide, you know? Something that we have to pick up and choose what we're okay with, what we're not okay with, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying, for an example, like people that, you know, like disclaim or shun their kids for being, you know, gay or transphobic, trans or whatever. Like, I can't get mad at the person for not actively, consistently wanting to be in their life or changing to adhere to them, or, you know, being belittled or put down consistently around that because of them being themselves. Fuck that, bro. Like, you have every right to go away and, you know, not talk to anybody, you know, and it sucks. It's unfortunate because life is also very scarce, you know, and I think a bond between your parents, your siblings are important. Don't get me wrong. That's why, like, as much as it hurts, I don't want to. Probably gonna end up talking to my fucking sperm donor here soon, but you know, I'll probably go on an episode one day of what he said to me. But yeah, man, fucking, it's just not cool shit, and it's just traumatizing, especially when you lose certain friends a certain way. And yeah, man, fucking can't get mad at people for trying to just keep the peace and set their boundaries. That's why you gotta go listen to an episode of Setting Boundaries, you know. People's ideologies don't line with you, or philosophy don't line with you, and you know, I will say some are definitely more productive for society as a whole than others, but at a point when you can't, you know, they're still gonna go home and they're gonna tie their shoes how they tie their shoes. You're gonna tie your shoes how you tie your shoes. You put your shoes on how you put your shoes on. You know what I'm saying? They're still gonna do their shit. It's up to them ultimately to look in that mirror and change. You know, so that's all you can do is give peace of word, advice, perspective, love, you know, and it's their choice to do what they can. If it is ultimately a better thing that's better for society and humanity and just peace altogether, and they're against that, then that's not on you. That's not, you know, you know what I'm saying? You feel like it's your job to, you know what I'm saying, at least enlighten them. But to me, because I kind of, you know what I'm saying, give them perspective, but at a point, it's kind of like dealing with someone that's addicted to something, you know what I'm saying? Whether it be drugs, whether it be porn, video games, fucking weed, fucking whatever the fuck they're addicted to. You can give your insight, perspective, you care, you love them, you show them. But at the end of the day, sitting here and trying to always consistently tell them what to do and what not to do is, you know, and that's something I need to take more advice with personally. But you know what I'm saying, I'm trying, I'm only human, I'm not perfect, you know, and I acknowledge that, and I see, and I try to see what I can do to get better every day, just as you are, you know, because I think you're a great person, you know, whoever's listening to this. And don't feel bad for building your own goddamn connection, you know what I'm saying? Don't feel bad for building your own family. You gotta build your own family, you know? And building your own family sometimes will consist of your own family. And, you know, you add your friends or, you know, classes, cut, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Because it's your family, you know? No one can tell you who to fuck with and who not to fuck with, you know? just trying to do what you can to keep your peace and keep, you know, what's best for you, you know. But I already listened to this. This should cut out so much reply to show. You know, because some people will be showing you no love, you know. Sometimes be on your own. But, you know, it's also, you know, focus on people that do show you love more than people who don't show you love. But gang, shit, me and this bitch, man, for real. How's everybody's life doing, man? Think about that, reflect a little bit. Ooh, you feel like you've built your family, you know? Are you satisfied with where you at, you know? You know, like, I'm just wondering how much love costs. What? Real shit, because love, man, costs you everything, man. It's impriceable, it's invaluable, you know? Like, that shit is some shit that's gonna really affect what you think, your cognitive thinking, your cognitive ability to process, and, you know what I'm saying? Just look at things differently. But yeah, man, you know, you just gotta do what makes you happy, and I'm so happy, you know what I'm saying? That we got this shit. I mean, you know, we got this shit. Plotting, going up, when I'm there, I'm gonna grow it up. Remember, your network is your net worth. Real shit, man. Turn me up. Hey. I don't really care what I gotta say. You show no love. Hey, for my time, gotta pay. You show no love. Hey, let's go, let's go. You show no love. Hey. Show no love. Real shit though. I mean, just, you know what I'm saying? You know? Because a lot of people, they'll be related to you, but they'll be so quick to snake you. They don't want to do no loyalty to you, you know what I'm saying? They won't have your back, you know what I'm saying? They won't, you know what I'm saying? Have your back, interest for you, have, you know what I'm saying? Is a friend of us. Yeah, bitch, you the son of us. Yeah. And I know sometimes I just don't come to lust. Hey, Lucy. Yeah. Let's drop to my cat. But yeah, man. We in this bitch, man. Seriously. We in here doing this whole game called life, you know, this whole thing called life. And I think we should do everything we can to be as happy and peaceful in this lifetime and the next. You know what I'm saying? Our soul is forever. Its energy is forever. Energy can be created and destroyed. So, no matter what you believe, I just know there's gonna be some more to it. You know? So don't spend so much time being fixated on tiny things that won't matter in the next afterlife. Show love, spread joy. You know what I'm saying? Show positivity and peace. You know? Cause we're gonna have this lifetime. Not really, and I know that's what you just said. But you know what I'm saying? At least in this form, you know what I'm saying? In this form, in this sense, so. Gang shit, man. I think I hit all my points pretty much. That was pretty much all my talking points. Build your own family, man. Don't be scared to have a different family, you know? You know? Have your brothers and sisters, you know? Have your uncles and aunts, you know? Whatever, you know? And then also, that's also another point I want to get to, because when you come from trauma, you know, you come from what motivates me, at least speaking, personally speaking, is goddamn do me a favor, say that shit, bitch. Great song, but I'm in the mood. This is what I'm gonna talk to right now. Okay, not that. Oh, that was messed up. Click it. It's very stupid. Okay. Is what motivates me, like, for an example, like, why I try to be the best big brother I can, what gives me a peace of mind. I'll say it again. Peace of mind. Yeah, my flesh and bones.
By the chemistry, I done match my energy. Are you not a friend of me? We ain't form a synergy. Yeah. This ain't new. I've been
yeah, we ain't form a synergy. Yeah. Oh my god, bro. Music's so powerful. I'll start this shit over just because it pretty much wraps up, you know, just the outro, what I'm talking about, and just like what I was saying is, before I cut out, was that's what makes me going to be a best big brother, the best I could be, is how I didn't appreciate how my older brother treated me and reach out and made me feel, you know what I'm saying? That's what I try to do for my little brother, you know, same shit with my little sister, you know what I'm saying? Try to just treat people how I didn't like, you know, so my dad, but when I start my own family, you know, I'm gonna do shit a little bit opposite from my dad, and of course I'll take shit that he did, you know, his work ethic was phenomenal, and I was make sure to provide for his family, but as far as, like, emotions and, like, sentimental feeling like I could have a dad, it's like, you know, people have absence of dad, sometimes I wish that was the case, I would have been able to form to that, you know, and not thinking I had someone to I could lean on at this age or talk to and get advice from or whatever. It's like having a dad that's present but still feels absence, you know, at least emotionally, you know, sentimentally, spiritually, you know, just passes a lot of judgment. But yeah, man. Yeah, man, like the song said, bro, me and my friend, we gotta create synergy, you know what I'm saying? You can have associates, you know, people you don't talk to, but to me, bro, I'm nice to everybody, so, you know, and obviously everybody is my friend, you know what I'm saying, to a sense, but, you know, it goes deeper than that. I can really build a connection, a bond. You really have my back, or you're not talking shit behind my back, or you saying shit to my face, or you being transparent, you know what I'm saying? And that's what helps me get a peace of mind. So, you know, if that's what you need in your life, if that's what you need, you know what I'm saying, to build your own family, don't hesitate, man, you know what I'm saying, like, and I'm not saying there's not good families out there, like, shout out to Stangers, bro, the family's everything for them, bro, for real, FOE, for real, bro, family over everything, bro, I love them, bro, my mama Cher, Papa Jim, for real, man, they the GOAT, they be doing the damn thing, man, so, it's just all perspective and, you know, just what we can do to be our best self, you know, today. You know, people say tomorrow, but today. Might as well start today, because start tomorrow, you might feel like me, self-sabotage, and then you put it away to the next day, and then tomorrow, and then today never comes. So start putting your mind to shit today. Do some shit today. I'm going to do it now, not tomorrow, today. Nah, but it's okay if you do start tomorrow. But you know what I'm saying? Just getting that mindset. You know what I'm saying? Put yourself there to know. Because tomorrow isn't promised. One thing that my father did tell me growing up and I held on to was, you know, learn from yesterday, give thanks for today, and pray for tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? So, that's all we can do, bro. One step at a time. Learn from yesterday. You know, appreciate today, what you've come from. You know what I'm saying? And then, what you can do to prepare for the next day. So, you just good for a quick little minute. I'm gonna get in it. And yeah, man, fucking.
I enjoy the new.
Again, don't forget to click that star if you're on goddamn Apple, you know, if you're on Spotify, subscribe, whatever else you listen on. Well, that'll give you a subscription and notification when I drop episodes. Get it done. I'll be dropping Tuesdays and Thursdays. And, yeah, man, don't forget, if you're trying to support, click that support link. Blessed up. Shout out to all my current supporters. You know, maybe should try to start a system of where I can, like, you know, my supporters monthly, like, going to a drawing or something, and I don't know, man, something, you know, Josh trying to give back to the community that supports me, you know, just love, from you always loving me, but, yeah, man, keep on dreaming, and doing your shit, don't listen to nobody, don't let no one be using that bullshit, let them talk that fuck shit to you, you a goat, man, what they talking about?
I ain't talking about a damn thing.
Fuck them.
Not for real.
Hey, hey.
Who never gave a fuck? But yeah, man, we in this bitch return. It's all love, man. Shout out to anybody listening to this, man. For real, thank you for your time. Time is precious. I get money back, can't get no time back, though. So don't waste my time. I ain't gonna waste your time. Dang shit. Nah, I'm not even talking about y'all. I'm just put that in perspective, though. Don't let people waste your time. Time is ever moving. It doesn't stop for nobody. Sun's gonna rise tomorrow. You know, with you, without you, however you feeling. So might as well try to make the best out of it and show some love, positivity, and prosperity to people, you know. I wish your dream comes true if you listen to this shit right now. You know? Gang shit. And actually, I'm gonna leave y'all with this song. Once. Because I don't want y'all to worry. All that anxiety, all that doubt, all that self. Should I stop? Am I annoying? Am I not as good as people? I can't do that. Fuck that shit. Don't worry about it. Me personally, I'm allowed to join and not worry about it. But whatever you're doing, being sober, that's awesome too. Drinking, whatever, be responsible, you know? Whatever you need. And we in that bitch. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Hey, don't worry about the what? Don't worry about it. Nah. Don't worry about it. Nah. Don't worry about it.
Too worried about them things that don't really matter or belong. Every day learn something new. Don't be like that. Pass it along. When I'm trying to concentrate, I'm taking a puff on something strong. But no knowledge can be power if you don't share it with no one. I need me time before I have to bust off like a gun. Looking around me, still searching for the love, but I see none. Demons around me, so they make me have to show you where I'm from. Can't get locked in no cage or no dungeon. On the east side, where I reside. I know niggas that bust for no reason. I see niggas switch up like they seasons. Can't be fucking with no one till the week come. But bro, you're creating energy that's working against your soul. Remind me of this godlike entity that I used to know.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Say, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Used to say. Each one, I gotta keep reaching. You already know.
So,
normally you wouldn't even deal with.
The problem with worrying is you're creating scenarios that you normally wouldn't even have to deal with. So don't create energy that's going against your soul. And don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Hey, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. That's your mantra for today. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
It's a perfect day to be a boss. Do it.
Like Nike, I do it. Yo, bitch, I'll be choosing. All my niggas getting money, we never losing. She on my dick, cause she see I got a bag. Turned that bitch down, now she mad. flexing on you niggas, I'm your dad. I've been so focused. Niggas been hating, they hopeless. Been had the sauce and they know this. Ballin' like Patrick Ewing. You ain't getting money, fuck what you doing. 10 toes down, I'm true to this. Gotta go get it, no excuses. Ain't nothing stopping me, I'm coming for everything that's mine. You can get money back, but not time. Gambling with this shit, rolling the dice. Niggas mad, I'm just living my life. Don't owe no nigga shit, I paid the price. Don't owe no nigga shit, I'm living my life, hey.